Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Who were we talking to the other day said, it's hard for me to even want to watch since the Cavs got knocked out?
It was Kobe Altman.
Yeah, was it Kobe that said that?
Yes, it was.
And Andy Baskin.
I've said that before, too. I agree. And once the Cavs get knocked out, I'm kind of just there. Oh, that was a good play.
I'm anxious to watch this series. I have more interest in this one than Oklahoma City and Minnesota.
I'll buy that. I mean, I'm interested. I'm just like... not ecstatic. I feel an empty feeling when I'm watching these. I'm not going to be giddy about this series.
I want you to be giddy.
Dan, are you giddy about this series?
Giddy.
I will be giddy for every conference finals because it's going to be awesome basketball and it's the best of two teams that are out there doing it.
Giddy.
I'm in. Let's go. These teams are going to beat each other up.
I'm with you, Dano.
These scores are going to be low.
We can tell Andy all about it the next day.
It's going to be great basketball.
Oh, these scores are going to be low. That's great. That makes me want to watch.
Sign me up for playoff basketball. Let's go.
No one's going to shoot any three-pointers in this series. It's going to be... well, wait a minute.
Thank you, God.
If Tom Thibodeau had anything to do with it, he might be that way.
I just watched Indiana hit everything that was there. If there was a ball and a hoop, they put it through. It didn't matter where they were on the floor against the Cavaliers.
I had one thought that was in my head. Cavs, Celtics... Eastern Conference Finals, 97 three-pointers per game. Maybe per team. I was so fearful it was going to be ugly. Unfortunately.
I would have loved to have seen what the odds were on Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals with the Knicks having home court advantage.
You know, it sure...
what do you think the odds were a month ago on that?
That's a good question. It turns out
thought that was going to happen.
It's 3-4. 1-2 get knocked out.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know that anyone, maybe a month.
I mean,
with a month left to go in the regular season, who would have said that?
Look at each conference.
Oh, I mean, everybody had this as Boston for months.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been circled for Boston since like the beginning of the year.
Sure.
And then Tatum and the Achilles, and here we are. And the Knicks playing really good ball.
Knicks have played really good basketball. Watch tonight, see, you know, are they going to play 40 minutes a game? Is Thibodeau going to ride them like, you know, journalism?
It's going to be fascinating to see, because if the Knicks want to play this, that it's a five-point game with like 3 minutes left in the fourth. That's how they want to play, because then they're just going to hand it to Brunson and go, all right, buddy, it's all you.
Man, is that guy good in the clutch?
He is so good.
He's so much fun to watch. The only thing I don't like about his game is when he gets a little too ISO. But he comes through more often than most guys come through when they go ISO. And that makes up for some of it. I really like the Knicks team. I think they have a really nice starting five, and that's mainly what you see with the New York Knicks. And I like the Pacers. I like the Pacers, you know, all year. I liked them going into the series against the Cavs. I thought they were going to give them a challenge, and they did.
I want to see if what happened to the Cavs against the Pacers happens to the Pacers against the Knicks. That was a tough series for the Knicks, right? They dropped two games in that series. So it was a little bit tougher than it was for the Pacers against the Cavs. I know we don't want to look at it that way.
I see what you mean.
But the Pacers rolled us. We got rolled. We did. Yeah, we had game two that was 1.1 seconds to go, and maybe it's a different scenario, but Indiana just didn't miss. Every time you had a chance to try to gain momentum, somehow, some way, Halliburton was just floating one in from 9,000 feet away.
or the two guys that you thought, oh, that's okay, it's only Nembhard and Nesmith, and they were very good. And Miles Turner, Miles Turner hit so many big shots against the Cavs, it was silly. I just think this is going to be a really good series.
So who are you rooting for in this? And who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win?
I'm not.
Who do you think is going to win?
Knicks.
Dan.
I'm not rooting for either one, though. I don't want to sound like Dan on this, but I'm going to sound exactly like Dan. I'm rooting for good basketball. That's what I'm rooting for. And I think we're going to get it.
Give me seven games of awesome basketball. Yeah. I think it's Knicks in seven.
I do have a scenario that will make me happy. Seven games watching movie stars be depressed walking out of the Garden in game seven. Watching all the fans that they show, all the, I mean, think about, although they'll go to Indiana too.
As long as poor Tracy Morgan doesn't get a hold of some bad shellfish again.
I'm hoping for seven games. I will tell you that.
And, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be locked in, but I'm not emotionally locked into the series.
Well, of course not. They're not your teams.
No.
But, I mean, you're going to be, you can be, and also you're going to be cackling through a good chunk of it because Reggie Miller is going to take every single Knicks shot that he possibly can throughout the entire series. Like, they are just going to have the 9 points and what is it, 9 points and 6 seconds on a loop.
I'm sorry. What you need to
I know where you're going with this. Keep going.
You know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Every time Reggie makes a comment, they need to go, and now here's John Starks.
Oh, I thought.
And John Starks gets equal time.
I thought you were going to say, and now here's Spike Lee.
No, I want John Starks.
What, you kidding me? I want Big Oak.
Oh,
Oak's got to have some thoughts. Now, you may have to put...
Oak will be good, yeah.
You may have to put Oak on a 30-second delay, but Oak's going to have some thoughts.
You'd have to string the microphone cable to somewhere outside the arena because he's not allowed in, is he? Or is he allowed back?
Didn't they lift that band? James,
I don't know.
You're wondering.
Yeah, Dolan's gotten a little nicer as he's gotten older.
I like Charles. He's a nice guy. Charles Oakley?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dolan.
No, Charles.
I'm like,
Oakley.
What?
Charles is one of those guys who, if you meet Charles, you'll think, oh my God, this guy's intimidating as you know what. And you know what? He is.
Oh.
And then you talk to him a little bit.
He's really nice.
And he's funny.
So just an update on the ban. Oakley was banned from Madison Square Garden after an incident in 2017 where he was forcibly removed from the game. And I didn't realize he was arrested too. Because he was saying stuff about James Dolan, right? He was not happy with the way things.
Yeah, he was yelling at James Dolan.
The ban was later lifted in 2017.
Oh, good. I hope he's there
just
tonight.
So you know, Oakley was charged with misdemeanor assault and aggravated harassment, but the charges were dismissed after a plea deal.
Drafted by what team?
Your hometown team? His hometown team, too.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Look at it. I'm watching the video of him.
Bring on
mad.
Keith Lee.
Man, was he mad.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun series. This is going to be a knockdown, drag him out series.
And
it's
I'm sorry.
Be fun.
Who had the poor task of escorting him out of the garden?
Good point.
Good
wow.
luck.
Wow.
Good luck.
He wanted an apology, too, when this was all said.
Yeah, you know, he probably deserved one, Andy. I mean, last I saw, the First Amendment's still around, isn't it?
Hoopsite 4 hours ago just said that, where'd it go? Although Charles Oakley is no longer banned, he chooses not to visit. That's up to two people, Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, and the guy that owns the team. But there's a lot of things you can't control in life, Oakley said at the 19th annual BTIG Charity Day in Manhattan. Played there for 10 years. The fans let me know how they felt when I played there, and I tried to show them love every time I could. Win or lose, I showed that I was willing to fight. That just came out on Hoopsite just moments ago, as a matter of fact.
I loved the way that guy played the game, man. Played it the right way and played a role you don't see in the NBA much anymore. And I don't mean big guy who could hurt you. I mean big guy who did big guy things. Let me box out. Let me get a rebound. Let me play some defense. I mean, he was really good.
He went to Virginia Commonwealth, right?
Yeah.
Or Virginia Union. Virginia Union. Sorry about that.
That's right.
I wonder how he ended up, how a guy from John Hay ended up at Virginia Union rather than a local school trying to pick him up, a bigger or a Big Ten school. I mean, 6'9".
Didn't Ben Wallace end up there too?
Did he? I can't remember.
I want to say.
Ben played at Tri-C.
I was just saying, I know he started at Tri-C.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, give me other thoughts on this series, Jeff, and why you love it, and why you why can the Pacers win, and why can the Knicks win?
Ben ended up there too, and I know Oak was part of the reason why. Hmm. I think the Knicks can win this because they have the most clutch player in the series. I'm not going to say the best player in the series, but they have the most clutch player in the series, and that's Brunson. They also, I think their starting five is really good, man. And the combination of Brunson and OG Anunoby, I like that a lot. Bridges is tough. And Karl Anthony Towns, I just think they have some guys, man, that can play. And I like the mix. And I think the Pacers can win the series because they do a lot of things really well. Their ball movement, their offense. Man, if the Knicks don't play good defense, the same shots that were made against the Cavaliers are going to get made against the Knicks because the Cavs couldn't keep up with them. And maybe the Pacers run the Knicks out of a gym once or twice. Maybe.
I think they're fit, though. I think the Knicks, I mean, when you're playing 40 minutes
Knicks
a game,
you're playing 40 a game. You're going to be ready. Right. Yeah.
They're going to be ready for this.
There's going to be no uptick in minutes for them in the playoffs. They were doing that in November. Hmm. Much to Dan's chagrin.
Dan, who do you like and why?
It's not to my chagrin. It's to my what? Anytime you see somebody bucking a trend, you immediately want to pay a little more attention to them to see if maybe they have it right or if the trend is what is correct. And so far, the trend has been correct until this year because nobody's gotten hurt on the Knicks yet. Usually by this part on the Knicks, they're like that car that is just slowly but surely chugging away.
Hold on.
Isn't this how the Cavs look going into the answers?
I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
I don't want to see anybody get bit hurt
either. I want
good
basketball.
Again, when you see guys buck trends, it goes one of two ways. You either want to see if they're doing it right and you're doing it wrong, or if you're doing it right and they're the ones who are doing it wrong. So that's where I am with Tibbs. I'll tell you one thing. If you're looking at this series for offensive creativity, you're not going to get it from the Knicks side because that offense is about as stagnant as it comes. It works for them, but it's pretty darn stagnant.
It works for them. It's a lot of, here, Jalen. All right, now kick it to somebody maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It is a stagnant offense.
It works.
It works for them.
Brunson is so fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
And
Bridges has become better. They're starting to finally get together how to use that guy.
I like him.
Yeah.
I've always liked him. I wanted the Cavs to try and pick him up.
Same here.
Dan, who do you got in the series then?
Knicks in seven. Because I can't see Indiana going into the Garden and winning game seven. And I think it's going seven.
I want the Pacers in seven. I'll just say that. To be honest with you, I don't really care. But I want the Pacers to win in seven. Jeff?
I don't care one way or the other who wins.
So make a decision.
I would pick the Knicks in six or seven.
And I'm
Knicks
really excited for Jeff and I to be sending snarky tweets back and forth every time Karl Anthony Towns does something good and then does something bad. I'm very excited for that.
And you know why? Because it will happen.
Uh-huh. The snarky text will go back and forth when Jeff goes, hey, he's hit four threes in a row. And I'll go, oh, he just fouled someone 85 feet from the basket.
Is this the chain I'm not in? I just want to make sure.
Do you want to be in that one?
Yeah, I just want to read.
Text?
Yeah, I kind of just want to read. I don't know if that'll contribute, but I'll read when we go to that.
I wonder.
Towns picked up his third foul on a pick and roll 86 feet from the basket.
And quickly tell me, is Josh Hart key in this series? He might be. If he picks up Halliburton.
I think it's a fair matchup to watch.
We'll see.
Tell me after game one. We'll watch it.
Right.
If your boys at FanDuel have odds for the Ben Mathurin Josh Hart fight, I'm here to see it.
I'd pay for that
one. I'm pumped. Now you're talking my language. Now I'm more interested in the series right now.
Hockey boy's back, baby.
I'm more interested in the series right now than I was when we started this conversation. Speaking of fights, apparently something happened on the morning show. I don't know. We got to listen to it. Let's do it, then I'll evaluate, and I'll tell you exactly what I think. But I was told I wouldn't like it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.